Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Step Up and Speak Out with Trish. I'm Trish Springsteen. I'm a public speaking mentor, international best-selling author, multi-international award winner, and Australia's leading expert in empowering introverts. But most specifically, for the next 60 minutes, I'm your radio host for Step Up and Speak Out with Trish. And I'm coming to you from Queensland, Australia. So welcome to all of you, whether it be day, evening, morning, or wherever you are around the world. And I'm very excited to have as my guest today, Christopher Howson, who's a motivational speaker and storyteller. Welcome, Christopher. How are you?
I'm very well, Trish. How are you?
Awesome. It's a brilliant day today. So we'll be back shortly with Christopher, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about how you can be anything you want to be, no matter your circumstances. And I think this is a really important thing that we're going to be discussing, and also about the fact that you've got greatness within you to be something special, and that really resonates with me. So be back with you soon, Christopher, and we'll delve deeper into those matters.
Okay.
Right, before we go back to Christopher, for those of you who follow me regularly, and if those you don't and you're new, I always start my show with a frequently asked question or a discussion topic. So today we're going to be like only a few days out of Christmas. So I thought we'd talk about taking time out for you and stress, because at about this time of year, I think we all get pretty well overwhelmed, whether with our business, with our own business, or whether we're working in a corporation organization, or especially those poor people working in the retail industry and hospitality industry. And then even with just our families, we've got to organize the holidays, we've got to organize the Christmas. We can get pretty stressed out. So I thought we'd just touch a little bit on some of the things that causes the stress around this time of year. What it is, and then maybe some little factors that you might be able to use to try and make that stress work for you and reduce it. So one of the things about the stress is longer hours at work and the stressful seasons like this Christmas. They really influence us, and when we get stressed out at our work, it can affect our business, and it can come home, and it can also affect our family life, because we've got then the stress, as I said, on top of making everything work for the family at about this time of year. So we don't want to try that. We want to try and make the stress work for us instead of against us. So what is stress? Well, in its basic form, it's the body's automatic response to various emotional and physical demands. So basically, and I feel this happens quite a lot, simply we overload our body's ability to cope. And then the body tells us quite clearly that we need to stop, to take a breath, and let everything catch up and absorb all the demands that we're making on it. So the things that impact us at work on stress, and not just work, new business, and I've found also probably in your family life as well. Firstly, there's poor communication. When we're not communicating clearly and we've got to go back and repeat ourselves, or we have to deal with the issues that poor communication comes, that sort of adds to our stress level. Add in that if you're in a business or in working, you've got high turnover of staff, and especially sometimes if there's a big increase on what has to be done and you've got staff taking holidays at this time of the year or people being off, that adds to your stress level. Poor organisation, that's a biggie, especially if you're in business yourself. You try and do everything yourself. You try to cope with the kids off school. You try to cope with getting your business going, catching up on all those last-minute things. And if you're not really quite organized, you could be adding to your stress levels there. Then you've got your workloads and time pressure. Everything just seems to increase sometimes, and you get overwhelmed. And sometimes we don't allow ourselves enough time to get everything done, or we suddenly find we've got deadlines looming that we hadn't allowed time for. One of the things that can happen with stress is also your lack of autonomy, because if you've got no control over it, then that can be pretty stressful if you've got no control of what you want. Then you've got performance demands. So that could be your supervisors, but it could also be yourself demanding higher performance. And it can go on and on. So those are some of the things that really impact on your stress. Basically, we get overwhelmed. We let everything get out of hand. We lose control. And that overflows, as I say, into the home. So for me, I think some of the things that you can do is stop. Just stop what you're doing and take a few minutes of me time each day to give yourself a little bit of a stress check. Think about whether you're having some of those physical symptoms from stress. Are you experiencing headaches, tiredness, sleepless difficulties? Are you getting a lot more bad tempered? Is there bad fatigue or anxiety and depression? So these are some of the physical signs. So when you stop and take a stress check and then take some me time, you can see how are my levels going? Where am I? So looking at how you can fix some of that stress and manage it better. Well, obviously time management is a big one. Think about what you're doing, how you're doing it. Give yourself a break. Don't try and get everything done at the last minute. Give yourself time out for you. And I can't stress how really important that is to have some me time. When we've got me time, we can reflect on what we're doing. We can get ourselves back into control. We can do some meditation. Even 10 minutes a day just to clear your mind and relax can help you manage those stress levels. Then there's some really good natural remedies like aromatherapy oils, which can bring calmness to you and to where you are. So take that first step, acknowledge that your stress is getting out of control, because acknowledgement is always the first step. Then think about what's causing it. Is it poor communication? Is it your time management? Is it overload, overwhelm? Whatever it is, think about it and then look at some of the methods that you can to bring it down to a workable level. In all of these things, find out what works for you and do it. Not just once, but on a continuing basis. And remember, not all of that is going to happen to you, and not all of those things are going to work for you. But you need to take that first step, find out what's causing it, acknowledge that you are starting to get overwhelmed, that those levels are rising, and then put in place some things to just give yourself me time to manage that. Maybe better organization, better time management, whatever it is, put it in place. Find out what works for you and do it not just once, but on a continuing basis. So there's a few thoughts about stress at this time of year. As I said, just a few days out from Christmas, and things are probably all starting to loom in your mind as to where you're going and what you're going to be doing. I'm going to be sharing tips and techniques and strategies each show. So if there is something you would like answered, email me on info@trischel.com.au. And then tune into the next show to hear your answer. Now, you can always follow my show by going to blogtalkradio.com/speakoutwithtrish. There's a big button there that says follow. Big button, can't miss it. If you click on that button, then you'll always be advised when there is a show coming out. So you'll never miss out on a discussion item, and you'll never miss out on my guests that come on. So that brings me to a really exciting part of the show, is when we get to meet my guest. And as I said, my guest today is Christopher Howson. Now, Christopher is a motivational speaker who has experienced the greatest teacher called life. And this led him to his calling, which is gift of speaking, being able to move people where he started. And that's where he started speaking and coaching business with his wife. Christopher's aim is truly to end the suffering in people's hearts and connect them with love. And we're going to find out a little bit more about Christopher and how he does that. Hi, Christopher. How are you?
Hi, Trish. I'm great. Thank you for having me on today.
Oh, absolutely excited to have you with us. I think maybe we might start with your story and your background. So what is your why, and what's brought you to here, and why do you want to help and serve people?
Okay. Pretty much, before I talk about my why, I'll just share with you where I've come from, which will paint a picture of why I'm doing what I'm doing. So, my story began when I was coming to year 12, I got expelled from high school. And the reason I got expelled, because throughout my life, I love gangster rap and I idolized the gangster lifestyle, and I was fascinated by being a gangster. And I didn't care much for rules and regulations. And to be honest, school to me was, I wasn't interested in it. And I got expelled from high school because I knew mates or friends in the gangster lifestyle, and I was addicted to becoming that lifestyle. And as part of that, I had to do an initiation where I had to physically hurt someone. And one of the teachers, I nearly physically ended her life. And as part of that, I nearly got a criminal record before I turned 18. And I got kicked out of high school. And I remember telling my parents, I said, you know what? I brought this on myself. I said, you know what? You can kick me out of the house. I'll live on the streets. I won't have any anger to you. And after that, I had a good mate of mine, because I was going through a lot in life. I always believed that I could earn violence by hurting people. And I had a very bad anger problem. And I remember when I had to see a psychologist, because the police made me see a psychologist, and they said, oh, I could wreck your life before it even started by giving you a criminal record. And I told the officer, I really don't care. I said, frankly, you can get stopped for all I care. And so they sent me to a psychologist. My mom was breaking down, because the psychologist said, why is he doing this? Is he always being like this? And my mom said, you know, I don't know why. He's never been like this. And I told the psychologist, if you ask me one more time, I'm going to jump over that table and punch your face in. But I don't know why I did this. And I had major anger issues. And I even wanted to join the army, because I wanted to find a legit way of hurting people. Because I really didn't care about life or death. I didn't care about living, and I didn't care about dying, because I was prepared to die as well. To me, life meant nothing for me. And even though I was putting out this tough exterior, I was a tough man. All throughout my life, I was battling depression, and I was even battling suicidal thoughts. And there was one point in my life where, if it wasn't for a good friend of mine, I wouldn't be here. I would be 6 feet underground, because I was ready to put a gun to my head and blow my brains out, because I just didn't want to live anymore, as much as I was putting out this exterior. Mm-hmm. And my mate actually saved me, because he changed my perspective, and he made me realize that there's more to life than just giving up, than just quitting on yourself. And after that, after nearly being drawn into the gang life, I got into drinking, and I used to drink just to drown my sorrows and just to drown my pain. And home life for me, I always was getting into fights at home, and I was never really home much. I was always out. And after I got into drinking, I was still battling depression and suicide. And there was one point where I value companionship. I value having someone in my life. And for a long time, I was single. I didn't have a girlfriend. That played my emotions. And I remember there was one point in my life where I could feel I had nothing left in the country. And I got on my knee, I prayed to God, and I said, God, can you please send me a woman into my life, an angel? I said, because I can't do this anymore. I don't want to live no more. And I think he heard my prayers because he sent my, he sent a woman into my life, and I've only ever had one girlfriend, and now she's my wife. And you would see after that, after I proposed to her and decided to spend my life with her, that life would get better. However, 4 months before my our wedding, my dad dropped dead in the shower. I didn't know first aid or CPR. I had to bring him back to life, and I couldn't. He was dead right there and then in front of my eyes. And then after that, my wife got into depression, and she was even not wanting to live anymore. And all throughout my life, I've been fired from jobs because I struggle with authority. And when my wife was going through depression, I was in a job that they were trying to fire me. And we had bought a house, and I had a mortgage over my head, and we went down to one income, and we actually went broke, not once, but twice, and I couldn't pay the mortgage, and our house nearly got repossessed, and I nearly was living on the streets with my wife. And that's my story as to why I'm doing what I'm doing, because I've been through a lot of pain. And that's why I always tell people my greatest teacher has been life. So if you want to know why I'm doing what I'm doing, it's there's three reasons my why's tied into. The first thing is I've had friends, family, mainly a lot of friends that have died to depression, that have died to suicide and gone through depression. And I couldn't help them. And I told myself a long time ago that from now on, no one gets left behind. And I help people. I don't turn my back to them. So my why is to help people, because I've lost too many lives to suicide, especially. And so that's my first why. I never leave people behind. I can't do that. I'm always there for people. So that's the first one. The second one is people believe in me. And at a time, I lost belief in myself. So I'm doing it for the people that believe in me, for the people that have laid the path for me to create my own path. So that's my second reason. I'm doing it for people that believe in me. And my third and probably most powerful reason is that when I went broke, when I asked him, I saw the pain in my wife's eyes, and I saw she was hurting. And I told myself, never ever go into that moment again. I'm never ever going to get to that moment where I couldn't provide for her, where I promised her father I would be there for her, and I wasn't upholding my promise. And I didn't uphold my promise to my dad. So seeing that pain in my wife's eyes, I would never go back to that moment. And I see the pain in people's eyes day in, day out, and I tell myself, people are hurting and they need me. And that is what drives me to end the pain in people's hearts and bring them back to love. Because it isn't about me why I'm doing this. I made a long time ago, I dedicate myself life to service. I dedicated to a higher calling than myself. So that's why my why. That's what drives me each and every single day.
Awesome, Christopher. That is a really awesome story. And thank you so much for sharing that with my listeners. It's very powerful. And
thanks
to see where you've come from and how you've got there. It's awesome. Well done. It's not
thank
easy.
You. No.
Absolutely not easy.
No.
Not easy. Not easy to do. Look, I was looking at some of the things about you, and you mentioned there was a mention about Legacy of Champions. What is that about?
So that was the company I've started with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
So Legacy, it's kind of a, you could say kind of a subsidiary of my speaking and coaching that we're going to do. So So that's like a company that's linked to us speaking and coaching. So I kind of have gone through a name change with our business. It was originally Legacy of Champions. And the whole reason I created Legacy of Champions, it lies in with what I want to do within this world, is I want to create champions within people, because people have champion within themselves. So I help people to connect with that champion within themselves, and I help them to leave a legacy and create more champions so that what I leave on a lifetime. I created a legacy of champions.
Awesome. I love that you said about having everybody having a champion within themselves and being able to connect with the power within themselves and the greatness that they have. How do you work with people to bring that out?
I have to do a lot of helping people to... This is a thing that stops a lot of people from connecting with their greatness. And this is how I get them over, you could say. A lot of events that happen to people in their life, past events, to hold on to the negative emotion from those events. Because what happens is a sort of a time when you could get created in people's brain. The thing is that energy is associated with events within people. When they're focusing on the universe, they're kind of signing a contract to the universe saying negative events to keep happening in my life. And that happens over and over and over again. What I do to help people connect is, and I get them to go to the past. I have a thing called time therapy with them. I work on their negative emotions. And what I do is I get them to go to the past events. And I get them to imagine they're above these events looking down. And then ask them, you know, what is the positive learnings you can learn from this event? And I always get them to look at the positive. And if they have said to me, oh, no, I can't see the positive, I always ask them, so when you are choosing to hold on to this event, how is it serving you? Is it helping you to move forward or keep you where you're at? So I have to do a lot of work with focus, with negative emotions. And I have to, like, get them to come to an understanding that all the events that have happened to them is leading them to a better place. It's leading them to a greatness within themselves. It's leading them to their glory, you could say. So I have to do a lot of reconditioning, rewiring their beliefs, rewiring their perceptions. And the big thing is the meaning they give to events. In order for people to connect to the champion within themselves, they have to change the meaning they give to events. And I know that because if I didn't change the meaning I gave to my life, all the things that have happened to me, I wouldn't be here with you now. So the big thing is changing the meaning you give to the event and, like, becoming at peace with what has happened to you and saying, you know, and saying to the event, I forgive you. You have helped me to become strong as a result. And it's always seeing the positive in an event that helps you to move forward and connect with your greatness.
Awesome. And listeners, that's some gold there for you to really look at what's happening and realize that if they are a whole learning exercise, our whole life is a learning exercise. And when we get behind that, that's when we start to grow and become empowered. So just for our listeners, there's a couple of things. Would there be a couple of little things that you could leave with them and how to develop that self-love within yourself?
So the way that you can develop self-love with yourself is the first thing is the words that you say to yourself are so very, very important. Because what I've learned is the self-talk we have going in our head creates our reality. So the first thing I would suggest is in the morning when you wake up, I would look at yourself in the mirror. And I don't know, it's kind of up to the listener what words they want to say to themselves. But what I always do when I look at myself in the mirror in the morning, because I start the day with gratitude or with positivity, with empowerment, and I end it on positivity, empowerment. So the first thing I do in the morning is I say, I am powerful. I am unique. I am successful. I am handsome. I am beautiful. I am proud of who I am. I love myself for me. And it's a really powerful, because when you can say yourself and say that to yourself, and what I would say is do that for 30 days straight, because the reason I do it for you is you're configuring new options in your life, which means that when you wake up, it becomes an unconscious habit for you to automatically go to and look at yourself with gratitude. Really good from your heart. So put your hand on your heart and say, I love myself the same. I am how the way I am. So that's the first thing to develop self love with those powerful words to yourself. Second thing is I would have a journal, and I find journaling a very powerful way. And what I would do is write 5 things that you are grateful for. And it's interesting how much it touches your mind. So I'll find what you're grateful for. Because with gratitude, I help you to find more. Morning and before you go to sleep, and probably the third one would be to do meditation. Like you don't have like half an hour or an hour meditation if you're just the beginner. I would do 5 minutes of just doing meditation in the morning and in the evening before you sleep. And what I would do is, if you're a beginner, just focus on your breath. Start with the basic, which is focus on your breath. Get used to focusing on your breath to the easy meditation. And then as you get more and more comfortable with it, after you've mastered focusing on your breath, then start saying words to yourself. I am powerful, I am powerful, I am powerful. And you repeat those words to yourself when you're doing meditation, because that will help you to connect with your heart. So looking at yourself in the mirror, saying positive words of empowerment to yourself is great morning and night. Writing down 5 things you're grateful for in the morning and in the night is that a great tool? And doing meditation 5 to 10 minutes in the morning and in the night, and just starting off by focusing on your breath, meditation really allows you to relax your mind and really allows you to connect with your heart. And probably the other way to develop self-love within yourself is to never view failure as failure. I think the biggest thing we can do is beat ourselves up and say, oh, I didn't achieve this. I'm useless. I'm not good at what I do. I see too many people getting labeled and put down by other people. And I really want the listeners to notice that failure doesn't mean you failed. So I think we need to also change the meaning of the events that have happened in our life and this exercise. See in the morning and in the night if you can see the positive learnings of maybe something that didn't work out, and ask yourself, how did it make me a stronger person? What benefits do I gain from going through this experience? Like, I don't believe anyone is a failure. And the true meaning of failure is giving up. So if you are learning from every time you fail at something, how exactly is that failure if you've never given up? So a good way to develop self-love is to change the meaning you give to yourself and to the events that have happened in your life and see the positive in every situation. And the key here is see the positive in every situation, even a negative situation, and ask yourself, what do I have to be grateful from going through this experience in making me a better person? So those are some tips where you can increase self-love within yourself.
Thank you for sharing. Thanks for those, some powerful, powerful tips there, listeners. And it'd be good for you just to start. I know some of my listeners will be thinking, how do I start this? And I think the best thing is just don't ask how you start, but just start, and then you will get better as you go along. Too often I think we procrastinate and put it off because we think it's too hard. But if all three of those things are overwhelming you, just pick one of the things that Christopher has shared with you and work on that until you feel comfortable with it. And then go on to the other two steps that he shared. I think that at least will get you going. It's better to get started on one thing rather than to let yourself be overwhelmed and not try anything at all. We've got kids coming through school nowadays, and there's a lot of concern with what happens when they leave school. There's a lot of issues out there with people trying to cope with the real world. What were a couple of things that you would say to some of the kids coming through school now, based on what you've been doing and how your life has come? What would you say to them?
The things I would say is find people in your life that support and empower you. Like, I can't stress enough how important a supportive environment is, because the reason I see so many kids like really stressing as soon as they finish high school, why I see so much pain in this world, is that I see their dreams and ambitions isn't being supported or empowered. Like, the first thing I would do is I would surround myself with positive, like-minded people that are doing what I want to do, and just surround yourself with positivity and empowerment. Like, a big thing I do is I'm very cautious of my environment, and I'm very selective of my environment, who I allow into my community. So the first thing is to develop an environment, like get into an environment that always allows you to grow, allows you to be empowered, allows you to be the best you can be. So that's the first thing. Find an environment that supports and empowers you, that cares about you, that only wants to see you achieve whatever it is you want to achieve. So environment's a big thing. Then secondly, the other way to handle life is really make discipline a major force in your life. Like, for a long time, I didn't have discipline. And I noticed my life went all over the place. And if there's anything you can do is, if you really want to handle life, then get discipline a major priority in your life. Be disciplined in the way you live your life. Be disciplined in what you eat. Be disciplined in the activity you do. Be disciplined in who you spend your time with. People say, oh, we need you at heart. We want the best for you. However, the unfortunate thing is what I've realized in this world, a lot of people talk. So make discipline a major force in your life where you surround yourself with people that not only speak, however, back up what they say with action. So words and action have to match. So it's very important you be disciplined and surround yourself with those people as well. And the other thing is how to handle life is really learn to develop focus. Because I see it sometimes. Many people say to me, Chris, I'm focusing on the on how I'm getting there. And so many people focusing on what you don't want. So one technique to really master your emotions and master life is always focus on what you want. Never focus on what you don't want. Always focus on what you want. And when you focus on what you want, really things in life take time. We too often inside promote Instagram gratification mode, oh, you'll get this. No. That is a journey that must be traveled over time. It takes time to arrive at your destination. So, understand you need to develop yourself as a person. You need to do growing as a person. You need to find out who you are. You need to find yourself, who you are, what you put on this earth to do. Then you found out who you are. People change their personality to please other people or follow the crowd. And if I told you anything, quit following the crowd and just do. Don't be anyone else. That's the truth. And if people can't handle you for you, it's not meant to be in your life. Handle you for you. Be who you are and never sell yourself short of who you are. And just be proud of who you are. And the last thing is control your emotions. Change the meaning you give to things. And the things you'll look at will change.
Awesome. Awesome. We did lose a little bit of that. I'm sorry, just because you did break up a little bit halfway through there, but I think we've got the most of it. It's learn to control your emotions and be who you are and don't sell yourself short and be proud of you. Was there anything else you wanted just to add to that?
And the other thing is just never follow the crowd. Follow your own path. I make you And be prepared.
Follow your path.
And maybe the one artist just realize that success takes time.
Yes, and the young people coming through quite often are extremely impatient. They think they're going to walk into successful jobs immediately. That doesn't happen, and because of those expectations, they run into a lot of problems with anxiety and depression.
That's true.
Unlikely expectations of what's happening. Thank you for sharing that. Look, there's some really fantastic points in there. It did break up a little bit, but I think we've got the main points through there.
Okay.
Our IT connection at the moment, listeners, is not the best. It's got a little bit of a lag time sometimes, so that's why sometimes Christopher is breaking up a little bit because of that lag time. But I think if you're being patient, you will have caught all of the points that he said, because what Christopher is sharing is some really valuable information that will help you be who you want to be, help you to live your truth, help you to overcome adversity, and help you to develop self-love within yourself, which is what we've been speaking about. Christopher, question for you. What person has influenced you the most?
It's actually more than one person. They've kind of all had different points in my journey of life. The first people, because I love people, so that really.
I'm going to get you to repeat that because you just broke up a bit there.
To be honest, with my love, I got influenced by Liz Brown and Eric Thomas. Those two guys kind of did my own speak because they faced a lot of adversity and I could resonate with what they were going through. So they kind of helped me get my path of speaking and help me realize it's now time to do the gift. Those that started me on my journey. However, probably the greatest influence in my life is my wife. Because there was a point where I got really down and I was prepared to walk away from life and not do something I didn't love. And my wife always made me realize what I have to offer this. I'm influenced by my wife because she's been through so much in her own life and she's really shown me what strength is. And it's not physical strength. She's shown me strength of the heart, how to keep going when sometimes you want to give up. So I would have to say those three have been the greatest influence in my life.
Okay. Can you just mention the first two again for me? Because we did lose that a bit.
It was Les Brown and Eric Thomas.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, that just broke up a bit.
Oh, okay.
We got that. That was okay. That's good. We've got the rest of it. We've got that. But I just needed to get the two names because it broke up a little bit.
Okay.
And they're two powerful people. And they were the ones that helped you, to step up and start speaking and sharing your message.
After listening to their videos, they made me realize what my gift truly is.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. And I always ask people what the person who's influenced you, but quite often, as you said, and everybody I usually ask, to say there's usually more than one person that influences you. And it also is that those people that influence you can come at different stages of your life. So it's always interesting to see at what stages those people come and how they can impact on what you're doing. Now, I think you probably shared a little bit of this, in fact, probably shared a lot of this, but just to hone in on it, my question is, what motivates you?
What motivates me is truly just serving people. Like, I see so much pain and suffering going on in this world, and I just recently got back from Bali, and when I saw what people were going through there, I saw how tough life is there. And I feel like what motivates me is my promise I made to the universe. I'm big on energy, and I remember the universe asked me once, what am I prepared to do? And I told the universe I'm prepared to serve. What motivates me is providing a better world we can live in. Providing a world where we love each other for each other, where we love each other for who we are, never for what we have. So my motivation is for all these people out there hurting to give them hope that they can be what they want to be. To what drives me is when people come up to me and say, Chris, you inspire me with your story, you inspire me with your motivation. What motivates me is when people come to me smiling, and you know, that's the greatest gift I could ever receive, is when I see a smile on someone's face, knowing that they were at the bottom of the bottom and they've changed their life because of me. That really fulfills me and makes me so happy.
That's awesome, because that is something, and I'm very much, I can relate to that, resonates with me, because that's probably one of my bigger motivators, is the change that I see in people when I've worked with them. It's what keeps you going, and that's a pretty great motivator. What's your biggest lesson? I think you may have touched on this, but something we could leave with our listeners, that maybe the biggest lesson you've learned or the biggest insight that you would like to leave with them.
Probably the biggest lesson or insight I've realized is that no matter where you are at in life, now let's say you're going through absolute pain, everything that could go wrong has gone wrong for you, and you honestly think that there's no way out of your pain, and all you see is darkness, and you think, why am I continuing on? So many people say to me, Chris, I don't want to live anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. I want the listeners to understand this. The depths of your despair is never the depths of your despair. At your despair, there's always light. No matter where you are at in life, whether you're really at the bottom, please understand is that whatever you go through is always leading you to something better. Whatever negative event you have had to go through in life, and I get that it's negative and you may not be happy going through it, but please understand this, whatever negative event you have gone through, it is always leading you to a better destination. You are becoming stronger as a result. And the universe only wants the best for you. It never wants the worst for you. And this may seem weird if you're going through negative times. However, I've been through all the negative times that could be through. And I've realized this. It is always leading me to something better. There is always light at the end of the tunnel. Nothing is ever what it seems. And we have the choice to choose how we respond. And we can change our circumstances anytime we want. We are in control and we have the power. That's probably the biggest lesson.
And that is a great lesson for people to realize, because when people do realize that they have, it's their choice, they can change how they respond. They can change their circumstances, and that they're in control, when you realize that, it really does allow you to come back out of that, because you can change how you, your perceptions of where you are and how it impacts you. So thank you for sharing that. That is a really great insight for my listeners to take away. Brilliant insight. Okay, coming to the end of our time, as usual, I always run out of time because with conversation just gets so great. One thing I'd like to ask you is, what do you think makes a great speaker and why?
I think what makes a great speaker is a speaker that really lives his truth, that is really, really authentic and congruent, and no matter what they say, they back up in action. Because why that makes a great speaker is that that's what the essence of speaking is really about. You are a light to people, to inspire people to be the best they can be. Now, if you're not being the light in your own life, if you're saying things and you ain't backing it up with action, and you're not authentic, and you're not congruent with what you're talking about, how can you ever lead people to greatness? So I believe a great speaker is one who speaks from the heart, who leads with the heart, never leads with ego, never leads with the head, never leads with title. Title means nothing to me. It's speaking from the heart, being authentic when you speak, being congruent when you speak. When you speak, you back it up with action and you set the example, so that others can follow you. That is the essence of a true leader, and that is what I believe makes the essence of a great speaker.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. And I have to agree wholeheartedly. It is, I think, authentic and congruency, and basically living and walking your talk, being who you are and being true to yourself. Awesome. Now, Chris, how can people connect with you?
I've got a Facebook business page. I've called it Christopher G. Howson - Speaker.
Okie dokie. I can go there and touch base with you.
Yeah, you. So they can connect to me that way. They can email me also at this email address. They can email me at Christopher G. Howson at gmail.com.
Thank you. We'll put that out there and we'll do it. Awesome. Now, did you have a special offer? I think there was an offer that if there was anybody listening who wanted to contact you, was there an offer there that...
Yes, I have an offer, and this is for the first 10 people that take action right now after this show. What I'm willing to do for the first 10 people is I'm willing to do a 30-minute discovery call with them just to see if we're the right fit for each other. And I'm willing to do it not at full price. I'm willing to do it at half price for the first 10 people that take action after this show.
Awesome. I can email you or go to your Facebook page and put a comment on there.
And they can also call me on my... I'll give you also the mobile number. It's
well, you can put that mobile number is on your Facebook. You can put that. Is that on your Facebook page or?
Yes. Yeah, I've got it on the business page.
Yeah, they can contact it there. That way, they can go to your Facebook page, and they can also PM you or leave you a message on your Facebook page as well, so they can get you to that. Yeah. So, people, we've been speaking with Christopher Howson, and I think we've had some fantastic, really gold nuggets that my listeners can take away. If you're listening to this, you need to be thinking about several things that Christopher said, and they're all about how to overcome adversity, how to change your thinking, and I think some brilliant concepts on how to develop self-love within yourself, because really, people, if you're not doing that, you can't really go forward. You need to know who you are and own who you are. Christopher, thank you so much for being with us. Have a lovely Christmas, and I appreciate your insights that you've shared today. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Trish, and you have a great Christmas yourself.
Oh, absolutely. Love Christmas. Awesome Christmas. Thank you, people. You've been listening to Step Up and Speak Out with Trish, and we've been speaking with Christopher Howison, all about adversity, finding the self-love within yourself. There's some brilliant information that Chris has shared today. Now, as again, for those who are my regular listeners or for those who are new, I always like to finish the show with a couple of quotes to resonate with what's been speaking. And I think the quotes that I've picked today, I couldn't decide, so I've got about three quotes that I'll share very quickly with you. This one is from Hans Selye. It says, "It is not stress that kills us, it is our reaction to it." Think about it, people. It's how we react to the stress. And that actually also is very much resonating from what Christopher's been sharing, because he's saying to you, it's not the challenge, it's not the adversity, it's not the depths of despair that is going to bring you down. It's your reaction to it and how you respond to it and what you do to pull yourself up. So I think that that's a very appropriate quote to what we've been talking about. The second quote is from Wayne Dyer, and it goes, "You can't always control what goes on outside, but you can always control what goes on inside." Again, very pertinent to stress, but also pertinent to the many points that Christopher's been sharing over the last few minutes with us. It's what inside that you can control. You are the person who has absolute control over your attitudes, your choices, and how you respond to things. So think about that quote. You can't always control what goes on outside, but you can always control what goes on inside. And I happen to like this one by Winston Churchill, just to close off, because I think it's extremely pertinent about how we can get ourselves into a whole lot of issues. It flows on from what Christopher's been saying. It flows on from what I've been saying about stress. And this quote goes, "When I look back on all these worries, I remember the story of the old man who said on his deathbed that he had had a lot of trouble in his life, most of which had never happened." Think about it. We make our trouble sometimes. We buy into things and we anticipate trouble and we do our stress. And it doesn't need to be, because it doesn't happen. So think about what you're doing inside. Think about how you're handling things. Think about the control you have. And you be who you need to be. You've been listening to Step Up and Speak Out with Trish. You can contact me at info@trishel.com.au. If you would like me to discuss something, or if you would like to be a guest on my show, please do contact me. You can connect with me on Facebook. I've got several Facebook pages, but you can start with Trishel Innovative Communication Training. I'll just put Trish Springsteen there and you'll find me. I have several pages. My website is trishspringsteen.com. Please drop over there. I've got a great blog there. And if you would like me to speak at your meeting, your event, conference, or on your stage, you can go to trishspringsteen.com and book me to speak. And don't forget to follow me and my radio show at blogtalkradio.com, Speak Out with Trish. Have an awesome Christmas and New Year, and we'll be back probably in the new year by the next time I come back to you. You've been listening to Step Up and Speak Out with Trish. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Bye.